ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Adam Silverstein. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Dear Chashev Aleim Dei Daf Hayomi, there are only a few days left to join Shas Illuminated's 2018 raffle campaign. We hope you are benefiting from the shiurim. Each shiur costs $250 to produce, and Shas Illuminated runs on your generous donations. So please join our raffle campaign today. Every donation, big or small, are greatly appreciated. To join the raffle or for more details, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or visit shasilluminated.org. Thank you, and may we be zocha, be'ez Hashem, to finish Shas together.
The sugi on Lamed Beis and Aleph. The sugi really starts on Lamed Aleph and Beis. Amr b'chal b'chazino lei l'ravuna d'karich l'me'echa klap ha'shma v'oise pashisei p'suchos. It's a sugi that we brought this gemara before. The gemara says that the parshiyos between Shema and v'hoyim Shemaya, b'chal b'chal said that they were stumos. The gemara asks a kasha from Shem ben Elazar that Reb Meir had a kaisa al duchsustis kemendaf, and he made the parashiyos psuchos. Amarti lo Rebbe matam, amar li hoil ve'en smuchos min ha'toyra. Means, why would you make v'hoyim Shemaya a psucha if the space between Shema and v'hoyim Shemaya in the Torah is a stuma? Again, a parasha psucha is when the space between the two parashiyos is open. The simplest case that's a psucha l'kuli alma is when you finish writing somewhere in the beginning or middle of the line, and you leave the rest of the line blank, open, and then you start writing in the beginning of the next line, the kuli alma, that's called a psucha, because the space after the writing on one line, before the next line, is open space, nothing is closing that space, and you start again fresh from a new paragraph, you know, the beginning of the line, in the next line, that's called a parsha psucha. And we said before that be'ikr, the place can hold, that when we say psucha and stuma, we're talking about the parsha that comes after the space. So if you leave an open space, like the case we just described, that you write the half a line, and then you leave the rest of the line open, and you start writing from the beginning of the line, that's called a parsha psucha. The parsha afterwards is called a psucha. A stuma, the case of stuma that we know in the Torah, the simplest case of stuma is, l'kuli alma, if you write a little bit on one side, and then you leave space, and then you write again on that same line, so like we know, you see in the Torah, it's a blank space in the middle of the line. So that space is sasum from two sides. The opening is closed off because you have writing on both sides of the opening. That's zikha called a stuma. That's the simplest case of a stuma. So we have that the Gemara started off that Reb Chelboy said that he saw Reb Huna, that he made the parashas stumais. And then the Gemara brought from Reb Shem ben Elazar, and he made the parashas psuchais. And he said the reason why he made it psuchais, even though in the Torah, v'hoyim Shemaya is a stuma. So if you want to make a mezuzah ke'ein the way that it is in the Torah, so the space separating from Shema to v'hoyim Shemaya should be a stuma, so that the parsha that comes after the space, v'hoyim Shemaya, should be a stuma, just like it is in the Torah. So why is Reb Shem ben Elazar saying over B'Shem Reb Meir that he made the parashas psuchos? Amarti le Rebbe matam, amar li hoil ve'en smuchos min ha'toyre. Because Shema and v'hoyim Shemaya are not next to each other in the Torah. So since they're not next to each other in the Torah, even when you're making it now in a mezuzah, you don't have to follow davka, the form of the space that it has in the Torah. Even though v'hoyim Shemaya in the Torah is a stuma, but Reb Meir made it a psucha, because it's enes muchal about Torah. So Tosfos in the Vermaschel v'ho'idne no'ag alma b'stumos, in the end of Tosfos, Tosfos is going on the tzad that a mezuzah is supposed to be a psucha. And he brings a tzura, he brings Yerushalmi, and in that Yerushalmi he brings three ways to make a psucha, and one of the ways is what usually is called a stuma. So Tosfos says, the Alpha Kavdu Ba'alma Mikristuma, the last line of Tosfos. The Alpha Kavdu Ba'alma Mikristuma, Means he's going in the tzad again that he's supposed to make it a psucha. And he says, even though Ba'alma, this tziur, is called a stuma, ki hagav nalo yichashin agav mezuzah, kiven detam, mishum de'ein zeh mekoyma. Because it's anyways not mekoyma. So when even though you're supposed to make a psucha, and you're making now a stuma, it's not a problem, zoktoisviz, because ein zeh mekoyma. And the Rosh in Halachas Ketanah Siman Hey, the Rosh says the same Lashon. So it seems that Tosfos and the Rosh are learning that even the reason of Einu Smucha LaBatoira, this that Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya, in a mezuzah, you don't have to make Vahoyim Shemaya the exact same way that it is in the Torah, is because Einu Smucha LaBatoira means that anyways Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya are not next to each other in the Torah. So this space in the mezuzah that represents the hefsik between Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya, it's not mamish a replica of the way that it was in the Torah, because anyways Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya are not next to each other in the Torah. So the space is not a representative of the space that there was when you wrote, how you wrote it in the Sefer Torah. Memela, it's lav dafka. Means the Gemara uses that svara when you're supposed to make a stuma, if you make it a psucha, zok taisvis, that you could do the same thing the other way. That when you're making it, when you're supposed to be making a psucha, like that cheshbon and taisvis and the Yerushalmi, you're supposed to be making a psucha, you made it a tzir of a stuma, it's also kosher. Because ein zeh mekoyma. Because since the space is not, anyways, not mamish representing the space that there was in the Torah, so if the space in the Torah, If the halacha is for some reason that by mezuzah you're supposed to be making it a psucha and now you're making it a stuma, is also good. Even though the Gemara used the svara when you're making a stuma and you're switching it to a psucha that way, Taisa says the svara is ein zeh mekoyma, that anyways the mezuzah is not mamish the way that it is in the Sefer Torah, and this hefsik is not mamish the same hefsik as it is in the Sefer Torah, because Shema and Vahayim Shema are not next to each other in the Torah. So ein zeh mekoyma is the svara that you can make from a psucha a stuma, or you can make a stuma a psucha. Oy bazoi, it would come out by tefillin that we have four parashas in tefillin. Kadesh v'hoyu kiviyacha shema and v'hoyim shemaya. So kadesh and v'hoyu kiviyacha are taka smucha b'toira, and they're written right next to each other in the Torah, and the space in between them is a psucha. So that's clear that between kadesh and v'hoyu kiviyacha, you would have to make a psucha. But the space between Vahoyi Kiviyachu and Shema, all the poskim say that it's supposed to be a psucha. What would happen if you make that space a stuma? So, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, L'chayre would come out that it's Vayter Ein Zeh Mekoyma, because Shema and Vahoyi Kiviyachu are not next to each other in the Torah. So even though the din is that you're supposed to make it a psucha, because Shema in the Torah is a psucha, so you're supposed to make the space between Vahoyi Kiviyachu and Shema a psucha. But Loi Taisus and the Rosh that learned that the svara of Ein Zeh Mekoyma, that it's not smucha l'batoira, is that it's lav davka. Since this space is anyways not the representative exactly of the space the way that it is in the Sefer Torah, it's lav davka. You could change from a psucha to a stuma or from a stuma to a psucha. So then it would come out that l'chari the space between Vahoyu Kiviyacha and Shema, even though the halacha it's supposed to be a psucha, but if you would make it a stuma, it's kosher. Now halacha lemaisa, it's not like that. Halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch it says that kaddish starts from the beginning of the line in the Torah. It's called a psucha, so kaddish is called a psucha, and then at the end of kaddish you leave a psucha, and Vahoyu Kiviyacha is a psucha, and at the end of Vahoyu Kiviyacha again you leave a psucha, and Shema is a psucha. And Vahayim Shemaya is supposed to be a stuma. We'll discuss in a moment, Be'ezah Hashem, how you make Vahayim Shemaya a stuma. But between Vahayim Kiviyachu and Shema, the Kuli Alma has to be a psucha, and the Kuli Alma, that psucha, is ma'akif. So what is the pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara says that when you make a mezuzah, a psucha, because it's Enes Muchal HaBatoira, means even though Vahayim Shemaya in the Torah is a stuma, but if you change it to a psucha, it's still kosher because it's Enes Muchal HaBatoira. What is the svara in that, and why does that svara only go one way? Why does that svara only say that you could make from a stuma into a psucha, but you can't make the other way, a psucha into a stuma? And Mamela, if you change the space between Shema and Vahoyim Shemoya that's supposed to be Sosum, if you make it Pasuach, it's kosher. Masha'enke in the space between Vahoyim Kiviyachu and Shema, that's supposed to be Pasuach, if you make it Sosum, it's Pasuach. There's a Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Mishnah Berurah brings that same Lashon. And he says that if you make Vahoyim Shemoya Psucha, Yesh Machshirin B'di'evet, She'af She'b'toyre Histumam, even though in the Torah Vahoyim Shemoya is a Stumam, Mikomakam. Kivin She'b'toyre Ein Esmucha Klal L'Parshas Shema, Ein Zeh Nechshev Shinoi Masha HaRevach She'beino L'Parshas Shema, Hi Pasuach V'loi Sosum, K'moy She'sosum HaRevach She'lefoneh B'toyre. It's not called a shinui because they're not next to each other in the Torah. Why? So here's the line that's the Teretz. Kivan shegam b'Torah ein harevach sosum b'parishas shema shelifoneho v'yesh beino l'parishas shema shebatoyre revach harbi pasuach. Because shema and v'hoye im shemaya are not next to each other in the Torah, even though the space between Vahoyim Shemaya is a stuma, but between Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya, there's many parshias. And some of those parshias are psuchas. So there's many open space separating in the Sefer Torah between Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya. So Avadi have to do it like it says in the Torah. The svara of Ein Esmucha L'Bat Torah, Ein Zeh Mekoyimo, is not a svara that the whole tzir of the parshias is now lav dafka. You can make a psucha, a stuma, psucha. You can't. You have to make it like it says in the Torah. And between and parshas Vahoya im Shemaya in the Torah is a stuma, but Zokta Shulchan Aruch HaRav that the space between Shema and Vahoya im Shemaya in the Torah is pasuach, because in the Torah they're not next to each other, and between Shema and Vahoya im Shemaya there's many parshas that are pasuach. So it comes out that in the Torah itself you have a space of a psucha between Shema and Vahoya im Shemaya. So Avad the din is. Our halacha lemaisa, the din is lechatchila to make it a vahayim shemaya astuma, like it says in the Torah. But yesh machshirim b'di'eved, because anyways, if you make it a psucha, it's also kosher, because that's also a kiyum of the way it's written in the Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav bavarns, therefore, you have between kaddish, between vahayim kiviyacha and shema, it'll be possible. Mashen ki parshas shema, av she'en esmucha b'atar the parshas vahayim kiviyacha. It doesn't help that it's Ein Esmuchel B'Torah between Shema and Vahoyi Kiviyacha to make it into a stuma, because the whole svara of Ein Esmuchel B'Torah is only a svara that since anyways there's many open space in the Torah between Shema and Vahoyim Shemaya, Memela, if you change it from the way that it's supposed to be a stuma into a psucha, that's also a kiyum of writing it the way it's written in the Torah. The day that we just said over of Yesh Machshirin, based on this Gemara of Ein Esmuchel B'Torah, that's really what the Ramah brings of Yesh Machshirin. But the Mechaber, in Simel Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Vav, says, Yasu kol parsha yisei psuchos, chutz mi parsha achorin haksuva B'Torah, shehi v'hoyim shemoya, shiasenu stuma, v'imshina apostle. The Mechaber paskins, that by tefillin, if you change from v'hoyim shemaya from making it a stuma into making it a psucha, the Rambam paskins that it's pasul. Now the chayre, lefi the svara in the Gemara of Ein Esmuchel B'Torah, and that's the reason why by mezuzah the Gemara says that if you make from a stuma into a psucha that it's kosher, because it's Ein Esmuchel B'Torah, it should be the same thing in tefillin, because V'hoyim is the same V'hoyim Shemaya, and it's the same Ein Esmuchel B'Torah as it is in a mezuzah. So this psak of the Mechaber comes from the Rambam, and it gets even more shver because the Rambam himself paskins in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis from Hilchas Mezuzah, Mitzvah lasas revach shebein parsha shema l'v'hoyim Shemaya stuma, v'im osa oisa psucha k'sheira, l'vish Ein Esmuchel min haTorah. Just like our Gemara. So by mezuzah, the Rambam paskins that it's supposed to be a stuma. And if you make it a psucha, it's kosher, if you Ein Esmuchel B'Torah. But in Hilchas Tefillin, the Rambam says, V'tzorich lizor b'parshiyos, shim also has stuma psucha, oy ha psucha stuma, paslan. And then the Rambam counts out what they're supposed to be. Shlosh is the parshiyos, arishayin is kulan psuchos, parshiyos achorayin, shivayim shemayim, stuma. So the Rambam says, klor, paslan. That if you make Vahayim Shemaya that's supposed to be a stuma, you make it into a psuncha, it's possible. So the Tmiya on the Rambam is, why is mezuzah different than tefillin? Why by mezuzah, where there's a Gemara Mefureshes, that there's a Svara of Enes Mucha L'Bat Torah, and therefore the Rambam himself paskins that if you make what's supposed to be a stuma into a psucha, it's kosher, because it's Enes Mucha L'Bat Torah. Why by tefillin, when you have the same parsha of Ahayim Shemaya, and it's the same Enes Mucha L'Bat Torah, why over there does the Rambam paskin that if you change it from a stuma into a psucha, it all of a sudden becomes pasuk? So the Beis Yosef says aloshin, v'shema, v'shema kiven diktas parshias imshin apostle, loy mafleginen beinayu. The loshin itself sounds like a loy plug. That since the other three parashias, if you change from what's supposed to be a psucha into a stuma, it becomes puzzle. So v'hayim shemaya also, that's supposed to be a stuma, even though the Gemara says, and we paskin like this by Hilchas Mezuzah, that it's kosher if you change it, because ain't a smucha b'toira. But by tefillin, since the other three parashias, if you change from the way that they're supposed to be written, it's puzzle. So v'hayim shemaya also, it would be puzzle. Mashal and Tshuva is choylik very shtarik on the Beis Yosef, because he says, how do you make a new gzeira? Where did the Rambam come up with this gzeira? You have a svara from the Gemara, ain't a smucha b'toira, and the Rambam himself passes like this svara by mezuzah. Memela, if you make from a what's supposed to be a stuma into a psucha, it's kosher. So why by tefillin should it be different? Where did the Rambam come with this gzeira? So the Mashal says a different pshat. The Mashal says that if the tefillin is kosher, the Rambam's lashon was v'imshina from a stuma to a psucha or a psucha to a stuma paslon. Paslon, Marshal says, means you pasl the parsha from its lechatchila. He doesn't say psula, which would be going on the whole tefillin. Paslon means yana parsha, you pasled it from its din that it's supposed to be lechatchila, that it's supposed to be a stuma, and you made it into a psucha, so then it's pasl. That's one diuk of the Marshal. The other diyuk is that he says over here the Rambam's lashon is tzarich li zohir, and he doesn't say klar. He says tzarich li zohir. And in Hilchas Sefer Torah, when the Rambam says the din of psucha and stuma, he doesn't say this lashon. He says imshina pasul. So the lashon of paslon and also the tzarich li zohir is mashma that even though he's using the word paslon, but there is a lechatchil and a diavid over here. That paslon means you just pasled it from its din lechatchila, but not that it's mamish pasul even b'di'avet. The Taz says that the Rambam was medayik from the etzim from our Gemara. The Gemara in the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara wants to say that mitzvah la'asayis in stuma is, but if you make it a psucha, it's also kosher. And that's what Reb Shimon ben Elazar said when he was saying psuchas, he was saying af psuchas, the psuchas is also good. But he avad Reb Shimon ben Elazar is maskim that lechatchili you have to make it a stuma. So the Gemara brings a messiah. Kiyotze by sevetar shabalu tefillin shabalu ein oisem ha mezuzah lefisha'im ma'irid mekdusha chamuru lekdusha kala. A tefillin and a sefer Torah shebalu, so you can't use it anymore for a tefillin or a sefer Torah. The shaila is, could you use it just for a mezuzah? Could you use those two parashiyos of Shema and Vayim Shemaya? Could you use them for a mezuzah? So the Gemara that you can't. L'vishayim arid mekdusha chamuru l'kedusha kala. For the Gemara, home arid in oisin. It's mashma that if there wouldn't be a din of ein maridin, you would be allowed to use a mezuzah or a sefer Torah for tefillin. For the Gemara, my hachas tumois v'hachas psuchois in the sefer Torah and in the tefillin, the space between v'hoyim shemaya and shema is stuma, because that's the way it is in the sefer Torah zecher. So the Gemara means that in tefillin it's a stuma. V'hachas psuchois bought by a mezuzah. Means if you would say Reb Shimon Elazar holds that it's dafka psuchais, or if you would say that halacha is it's dafka psuchais, then a mezuzah would be different than tefillin. That mezuzah would be a psucha. Is a raya that mezuzah is also a stuma, and that mezuzah is the same as tefillin, and mezuzah is the same as sefer Torah. If it would be that in tefillin you would have the same svar that you have in a mezuzah. That if you would make it a psucha, it would be kosher. So what's the raya? How may read an oisin? What's the raya that a mezuzah is a stuma? Because in a tefillin and in a sefer Torah, the space between Shema and Vahim Shema is a stuma. So it's a raya that mezuzah also has to be a stuma, because the Gemara is saying that you could take a sefer Torah and a tefillin and make it into a mezuzah. Maybe not. Maybe really by a mezuzah the space is a psucha. I in the sefer Torah and in the tefillin. I in sefer Torah and in tefillin. It's a stuma. So how can you change from a stuma to a psucha? The teretz is it would be going on tefillin. By tefillin shabalu ain ois mehem mezuzah lefish ain meridim mektusha chamur leptusha kala, means the reason of ain meridim would be going on tefillin, because by tefillin if you make it a psucha it's kosher, and because of the svar of enis muchal about Torah, and it would be kosher if you would make that tefillin, you would make it into a mezuzah because mezuzah is by a psucha. Means what's the raya that mezuzah has to be a stuma? Because a sefer Torah and a tefillin are stuma, maybe the tefillin was a psucha, because it's kosher even if you make it a psucha. And memela, you could take that tefillin and make it into a mezuzah, which also has a dinner that has to be a psucha. So k'tetaz, it's a raya, the tefillin could never be a psucha. Even b'diavad, you could never make a tefillin into a psucha. If you make tefillin into a psucha, it's possible. Even though we pass him by a mezuzah, if you make it into a psucha, it's kosher because of the svar of enes muchal about Torah. But tefillin, it's not like that. If mezuzah had to be a psucha, then there's no way to take a tefillin and make it into a mezuzah. Because a tefillin has to be a stuma, and it's even ma'akev, it would be possible if it would be a psucha. Masha'en ken a mezuzah is kosher if it would be a psucha. So you see, masha'en ken a mezuzah, the ikar din is ikar a stuma. So that would be... That was the Gemara's raya, but al kaponim, you see that by tefillin, there's no way that tefillin could be a psucha. Okay, so the zok the taz that it's a raya from the etzim Gemara, that there's no way that a tefillin could be a psucha and still be kosher. Over time and boy, what is the reason why there's a svarat? What is the svarat to be mechalek between tefillin and mezuzah? They both lechayre have the svarat that the Gemara says of enes muchal about Torah, and that's why we're passing by mezuzah, it's kosher. Why by tefillin would it be not like that? So the Brisker Rav says in the Sefer that there's a chilek in the whole din of a tefillin and a mezuzah. They're chilek in bedina. The lashon of the Rambam, when the Rambam counts out the dalet parashis of the tefillin, the Rambam says that the first three parashas are a psucha, and the last parasha of Vahayim Shemaya is a stuma. So that means that each parasha has its own din, that it has to be written the way that it was written in the Torah. Psucha, psucha, and a stuma, a stuma. By mezuzah, the Rambam says, U'mitzvah lasis revach shebein parasha shema, levahayim shemaya parasha stuma, v'im asal psucha k'sheira de'ein smucha l'ba Torah. And the Rambam doesn't discuss how to write Shema and how to write Vahayim Shemaya. The Rambam says that there's a space in between Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, and this Revach, it's a mitzvah to make it a stuma, but if you make it a psucha, it's kosher because it's enes muchal about Torah. That means that the ksiva of a mezuzah and the ksiva of a tefillin are different. Mezuzah has a heftz of a mezuzah. There's a chefza that's called one mezuzah, and that is to write these two parashis on one klaf, and in that klaf there is a hefsik. So now we have to dan, what is that hefsik? That hefsik, me'ikra adin, it's supposed to be a stuma, because that's how it is in the Torah, but it's ain't smuchal about Torah, like we were master, what the svarin that is, memela, it could also be a psucha. But by tefillin, the vort is not that you have to write a tefillin is one chefza of these four parashas together. It's a din on each parasha that you don it separately, and it has to be written the same way that it was written in the Torah. Not that you're putting four parshas together in one chefza called a tefillin. And that tefillin, you have to don the space between them. And that space, you'll base it be'ikra on what it was in the Torah, and b'di'evet, you could go with the other svarah of the way that it is in the Torah, because it's enes muchal about Torah, so you have that din also. Each parsha has a din that it has to be written in its own dinim. And each parsha has to be written the way that it was written in the Sefer Torah. Memela, the Rambam counts out the four parshias separately, and he says each one what its din is. Why is it like that? Why is mezuzah different than tefillin? Because mezuzah has to be written on one klaf. Well, Shema and Vahim Shema have to be written on one piece of klaf together, and that's called a mezuzah. Tefillin, even in a tefillin shel yad, where it's supposed to be written on one piece of klaf, but b'di'evad, if you write it on four pieces of klaf, as long, we'll see, it's a gemara later on, as long as you put them all together in the shel yad, in one bias, it's still kosher. So you see that the four parshias of the tefillin are not shaykh to each other in one ksiva of a tefillin. You have to write each one of these parshias and put them together in a bias, and that's called a din tefillin. Memela, each parsha has its separate din. The halacha lemaisa by a tefillin shel rosh that taka doesn't, it's even lemaisa, it's on four pieces, it's on four separate pieces of klaf. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Paiskim that most Paiskim hold that it's not ma'akiv. Because a din parsha is only on a parsha between a separation, could only be on a separation between two things. Over here you have separate things. They're written on separate pieces of cloth. They're b'chal separate parshias. There's a din that you have to have them together. So, but they're not meshach shaykh to each other. The ke'il, there's one ksiva of these parshias together, and the hefsik between them has to be a hefsik. Avada, you need a hefsik, because that's the way that they are in the Torah, and they are shaykh to each other, so you still need a hefsik. But the hefsik is a different din. It's not a din hefsik between these two parshias, it's a din hefsik that each parsha has to be written the way it is in the Torah, and each parsha has a separate din. Memela, the Rambam, when he's counting out the parshias of what their tzura is, the Rambam says that Kaddish is a psucha. And all the Paiskim say that the reason why you can count Kaddish as a psucha, even though there's nothing before it, so there's no hefsik before it, is because it starts at the beginning of the line. Like we'll see that the ikra tzura of a psucha is when it starts at the beginning of the line. But, so that's why you could call it a psucha. But Lamaisa, in the Sefer Torah, the Rambam doesn't count Bereshis as a parasha psucha, because it's a beginning. It's a beginning of the Sefer Torah. So you don't have to call it a psucha. In the Torah, Kaddish in the Torah is Yah psucha. So now, if you're writing Kaddish like it's the beginning of the Tefillin, like the beginning of a Sefer Torah, so then why do you have to say Kaddish has to be a psucha? You don't talk about Kaddish. Kaddish is where you start from, like Bereshis. Like the Rambam Taka says by a mezuzah. By a mezuzah, the Rambam doesn't say Shema is a psucha. Shema is a psucha. The Rambam doesn't talk about Shema. The Rambam says the hefsik between Shema and Vahayim Shemaya has to be a stuma. But by tefillin, the Rambam counts the parsha of Kaddish. Because the word is that each parsha has to be written kemoy shehu b'Torah. Memeilu, when you come to Vahayim Shemaya, like the Taz says that it's Taka Meduik in the Gemara, that by tefillin it's different than mezuzah. The reason is because by tefillin it's each parsha has to be written separately. Memela, when you come to Vahayim Shemaya in the Torah is a stuma, and if you change from that, then it's possible. There's another nafkamina, comes out very gishmak, that we said in the sugi before on Daf Lamed Aleph that mezuzah has to finish al ha'aretz b'shita achrayna. So one of the svaras brought in the Rishonim, the Mordechai brings, that the reason is that just like a Sefer Torah finishes be'emtza hashita, to show that there's nothing else written after this, that here is where it ends, and it's not pshat, you ran out of space, but and immediately you stopped writing. If you write till the end of the line, it could look like you stopped, you ran out of space. But if you stop in the middle of the line, it's a vise that over here it stops, because over here is where I ended, because I have nothing else to write afterwards. So al ha'aretz b'shita achrayna, that you should just write these two words in the beginning of the line. The Mordechai says it's a svara the ke'ena sefer Torah, that you're showing that over here you stop. Now in tefillin we don't have such a din. In adrabah, in tefillin we write al ha'aretz, the line of al ha'aretz, tzayin the shal resh and tzayin the shal yad. It goes all the way till the end. There's no din al ha'aretz b'shita achrayna that you stop in the middle of the line to show that there's nothing left. The teretz is, because by tefillin, you're writing the parashas as you would write them in the Sefer Torah. And v'hayim shumaya, the parasha that comes after v'hayim shumaya is a stuma, but that doesn't make that you should end in the middle of the line. Adarabba, the Rambam holds that the ikr tzura of a stuma is that you end in the end of the line, and the next parasha you start in the middle of the line, at least by tefillin, like we'll discuss in a minute, ve'ezim Hashem. But tefillin, you're writing the way that you were writing in the Sefer Torah. And the way that you were writing in the Sefer Torah, it's in the middle of the Sefer Torah. There's no reason why you should finish not at the end of the line. Masha'enke mezuzah, the Mardukh is saying the mezuzah is like Sefer Torah, because mezuzah is its own cheftza. There's one cheftza called the mezuzah. It has two parshas, Shema v'ayim Shema. It has a din on what is the space in between. And that din, l'chatchila, is kavua, like it is in the Sefer Torah, which is a stuma. B'diavad, you could use the svara of enes mukhal b'Torah. Because even though we're basing this space on the way that it was written in the Torah, but it doesn't have to dafka be exactly how it's written in the Torah, or you could be mekayim the way that it's written in the Torah with the svara of enes mukhal b'Torah, like we said before, that is a kiyum of the way that's written in the Torah, but it's not mamish exactly the way it's written in the Torah. It's a way of figuring out how you should set up this space between Shema and v'hayim Shema. But it's a heft of a mezuzah. There's one mezuzah, and the space in between it is a hefsik between Shema and Bahayim Shemaya. And the end of the mezuzah is Al Ha'aretz B'Shita Achrayna. Just like a Sefer Torah ends in the middle to show that there's nothing afterwards, the mezuzah also, Zok Demarcha, ends Al Ha'aretz B'Shita Achrayna. Only these two words on that line to show that here is where this heft of mezuzah ends. In the Etzem Tziurim of what's called a Psucha and what's called a Stuma, so we said before that if you leave space at the end of a line and then you start the next parasha from the beginning of the line, l'kuli alma, that's a psucha. Also, if you leave space in the middle of the line, means you write in the beginning and you leave a space in the middle and you write in the end, l'kuli alma, that's a stuma. But there are other tziurim that are machlekes. If you leave space in the beginning of a line, and you start writing in the middle of the line, so the Rosh holds that that's called a stuma. The Rambam holds that that's called a psucha. And also, if you leave a full line empty, the Rosh calls that a stuma, and the Rambam calls it a psucha. So according to the Rosh, if you leave space either in the end of the line before where you're writing, you leave a space at the end of the line and then you start writing in the beginning of the line. Or, if you leave space in the beginning of the line where you're writing itself, both of those are called a psucha. Masha'enkin, if you leave space in the middle of the line, or if you leave a full line empty, that's called a stuma. Like the Rambam, if you leave in the end of the line, you leave space and you start writing from the beginning of the line, same as the Rosh, that's a psucha. If you leave a full line empty and you start writing in the beginning of the line, according to the Rambam, that's a psucha. And a stuma would be if you start writing in middle of the line, either because you have a hefsik before it's plain, just a hefsik, and then you start writing in the middle of the line, that's called a stuma. Or if you wrote on that line itself, and then you left over the space in the middle, and then you finished writing on that same line, that's vayter called a stuma, according to the Rama. So just to say a little bit of a beer on what looks like, you could say, what looks like the machlokes is, before we go to how this machlokes plays itself out in tefillin, the lashon of the Rosh is, when he's being mazbe with the chilik of the parashiyos, he always talks about the space. The Rosh says, chilik parashiyos heim shtayim, achas tumah v'achas psucha. Hastumah hu sheharevach shebein haparashiyos sosu mikan umikan. V'kol sheharevach pesuach mitzad echod lamayla oy lamata nikra psucha. Zok the Rosh, anytime you have an open space, that the space is not closed in from both sides, that's called a psucha. So if it's open at the end of the line, or if it's open at the beginning of the line, That's always called a psucha. What's a stuma? A stuma is that the space between the two parashiyos is closed in from two sides. The most posh case is where you wrote in the beginning of the line, and then you left a space in the middle, and you wrote in the end of the line. So that space, that revach, is closed in from two sides. So that space is called sasum. Or, Sakhti Rosh HaChidosh, that if you leave a full line empty, that's also called that space is sasum from two lines. Because when the space is open, in, let's say, in the end of the line, that's zicher pasuach, even when it's open in the beginning of the line, you don't say that the space on the line before it closes up that space. You have an open space. This space, in the beginning of the line, before you start writing, if you start writing in the middle of the line, it's an open space. It has nothing closing it up. Because when you look at this line, you see that it's half written and half open. And you don't see a connection between this open space and the line before it. Masha'enke, when you leave a full line blank, on that line itself, there's nothing here. So what does this space represent? It represents a space between the line 1 and line 3. Line 2 is blank. So it comes out that line 1 and line 3 are soisim, the space between the two lines. But Lamaisa, the Rosh always discusses the Revach. Is this Revach, that you look at the Revach is Pasuach, or you look at the Revach, and this Revach is Sosom? The Rambam, Avada, he'll be masking that the writing closes in or leaves open the Revach. But the Rambam says that the focus, according to the Rambam, what's mashman, the Lashon, the Rambam, the focus is not so much on the Revach, but the focus is on the place where you're starting to write. The Lashon, the Rambam is Nimtis Oimer, Beparsha Psucha, Tchilosa, Betchilas Shita La'olam. A Psucha means that you're starting to write from the beginning of the line. And if you leave the space at the end of the line, you start writing in the beginning of the line, that's a Psucha. If you leave an empty line, a whole line empty, and you start writing in the beginning of the line, that's a psucha. A stuma is that you start writing in the middle of the line. So either you wrote on one side of the line and then you made a space in the middle and then you wrote at the end. That's called a stuma. That's the case that's a stuma, the kuli alma. But Zakti Ramam, the point is not because the two sides of the writing are soisim, the space that's in the middle. The point is that you didn't start writing in the beginning of the line. You started writing in the middle of the line. Masha Enkein. Or even if you started writing stam in the middle of the line, you took a new parasha, you finished the other parasha till the end of the line, and the new parasha you start writing in the middle of the line, that's also called a stuma. That's also called a stuma because you didn't start writing in the beginning of the line, you started writing in the middle of the line. Now, the parashas, stamazai parashas in the Torah, this that we have parashas in the Torah, Rashi says in the beginning of parashas Vayikra, Rashi says that the reason is, litn revach, the Hizboin and Ben Parsha the Parsha. So the Shaila is, it seems that the Machlokes and the Rambam and the Rosh is, how do you view that Revach? Meaning, when the space is, there's two types of Parsha, so we don't know from looking at the Parsha how you would done each one, but Soif Kol Soif, what these two spaces represent is that when it's Psucha, the Vort is, that what's coming afterwards, as I stated in Paiskim, that when the space is Pasuach, so it's a psucha, so what's coming afterwards is a new inyan. And memela, the simon will show that it's a new inyan. Masha enkein, when it's a new inyan, but me'inyan le'inyan, so it has shaykhis to the parasha before it, so then that would be sasum. So how you do that, how you show that, would be totally in the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says that the way that you show that this space represents a space that has shaykhis to what we were just saying, to what we were saying before. Hagam, it's a space, lehizboinen. So it's a new inyan, but it has a shaykhis to what was coming before. So the way you would show that is, you take this space, so you're making a hafsik, but you soisim the space from the two sides. Or, the space is an open space. There's nothing in front of it, there's nothing afterwards. It shows, an openness shows that what's coming afterwards doesn't have a shaykhis to what's before, because the space is in ganzen open. Masha enkein, like the Rambam, it's not a void. Avad, you have to leave a space. You have to leave a shir parasha. But the void is not that we're showing how we're dealing with the space. Where did you start writing? If you started writing in the beginning of the line, so then it's a new inyan. And we bought it's a new inyan, so we call this space a space of a psucha. Masha enkein, if you're starting to write in the middle of the line, so what happens if you're starting in the middle of the line? If you're starting a new inyan, you don't start a new inyan in the middle. The Teretz is the starting in the middle of the line shows that this space represents a space that's sosel, because this inyan has to do with the inyan that was before, and Mamela, you don't start writing fresh from the beginning of the line. Mamela, when we come to tefillin, now we have a problem. Because tefillin are supposed to be written, the four parashas of tefillin have to be written in four separate columns. Even on the shel yad, that they're written on one piece of cloth, kol shchan the shel reish, but that they're bechal not on one piece of cloth, but even on the shel yad, that they're written on one piece of cloth, but they have to be in four separate columns. So, between Kaddish and Vahoyu Kiviyacha is supposed to be a psucha. So over there you can make a psucha l'kuli alma. Like we said, a psucha l'kuli alma is, you finish writing in the middle of the line, and you leave the rest of the line blank, and the next parasha you start in the beginning of the line. So even though in the Sefer Torah, it's usually we're talking about one in one column itself, but even in the Sefer Torah it would be true, even if you finish, let's say, in the bottom of a omud, of a Sefer Torah, you finish in the middle of the line, and you leave the rest of the line open, start the fresh omud on the beginning of the line, that's called a parasha psucha. So over here also, at the end of Kaddish, you leave open the rest of the line, you finish Kaddish in the middle of the line, you leave open the rest of the line, the shir parasha, a full shir that we'll discuss what the shir is, Bezer Hashem, in a minute, and you start Vahoyu Kiviyacha in the beginning of the line, so Vahoyu Kiviyacha is a psucha. The same thing at the end of Vahoyu Kiviyacha, you leave the space, and you start Shema in the beginning of the line, Vayter, Shema is a psucha. So those are the first three parashas. Come to Vahim Shemaya. So now we have a problem. The Rambam says, how do you write Vahim Shemaya? You write Shema till the end of the line, or close to the end of the line. You don't leave a space in the end of Shema. And Vahim Shemaya starts in middle of the line. It doesn't mean in middle. It means you leave the Hefsik parasha, and you start writing Vahim Shemaya after the Shir parasha, what we call the middle of the line. You leave the space and you start writing over there. And like we said, like the Rambam, it's a stuma. It's Moridik. It's a stuma, and it shows on the siman of a stuma because it doesn't start from the beginning of the line. But like the Rosh, that's a psucha. So how could you make tefillin a stuma like the Rosh? The Rosh says that the Rosh is masking the Vahim Shemai has to be a stuma. That we just said. That's how we pass him from the Gemara, that Vahim Shema is supposed to be a stuma the way it is in the Torah. So how do you make a stuma like the Rosh? The Teretz is, according to the Rosh, you have to start a new Amud. It's on a column on its own. So how do you make it a stuma? You can't write on the beginning of the line and the end of the line, which is a stuma l'kuli alma, which is the Iker stuma. That's what the Rosh would say it's a stuma. Teretz is, what you'll have to do is you'll have to make an empty line. Like the Rosh, if you leave one line completely empty, you'll start writing from the second line, so then you'll have a stuma, because, like we said, if you leave a middle line empty, like the Rosh, what comes afterwards is a stuma, because the line 1 and line 3 are soisim, the empty space in line 2. So here also, Shema, the end of Shema will be called the line 1. The first empty line that you leave in the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya will be called line 2, and line 3 is where you start. So you start Vahayim Shemaya in the beginning of the line, one line down, means not on the first line of that Amud. You leave an empty space of a full Shita, and you start on the second line, and that would be Vahayim Shemaya Astuma. So come to Chayis that you can't make tefillin that's going to be kosher, side like the Rambam and side like the Rosh, because Vahayim Shemaya has to be Astuma. And it's a machlekes, how to make a stuma. So the Mechabit Akapaskins, that you make Vahoya im Shemaya a stuma, and how would you do that? So the Mechabit counts out, like we said, like the Rambam, because you leave the end of Shema, you leave less than a shir parasha, you don't leave anything, and if you leave, you leave less than a space that would make a hefsik parasha. So there's no hefsik parasha at the end of Shema, and you start Vahim Shemaya in the middle of the line. So, and Chabataka says, V'nimtze, sheshloisha parasha yasein psucha is bein la Rambam, bein la Rosh, o parasha achroina is stuma l'das ha-Rambam. Ein chenami, parasha zvahoya im Shemaya will be a stuma only the fi the Rambam. The fi the Rosh, it won't be a stuma. Now, Lefi the Rosh himself, these tefillin will still be kosher, because the Rosh himself holds that even in Tefillin, Vahayim Shemaya is kosher if you make it a psucha. Means what we are doing over here, like the Rambam, that you leave a space in the beginning of the line and you write in the middle of the line, and that starts Vahayim Shemaya, and that's what's kaveir as a stuma. According to the Rosh, that's a psucha. But the Rosh doesn't have to be maskim to the Rambam's chiddush that we said before, that Vahaya im Shemaya, even in Tefillin, is possible if you make it a psucha. That was the Rambam's chiddush. We said it was gebayt. Maybe the Taz said the Rambam had arrived from the Gemara, but Lamaisa we brought before v'yesh machshirim bekulim psuchas. That was the Ramah. And we said over from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that the svara of enes mucha labatayra would apply say to mezuzah, where it's said in the Gemara, and it would apply also to Tefillin. So you would have, still, even according to the Rosh, you would have that svara of Yesh Machshirim B'Tefillin. But Lamaisa, if you want to go like the Psak of the Mechaber, that says that if you make V'Hayim Shemaya Psucha, it's possible, and you want to make that your Tefillin should be Kasha L'Kuli Alma, means in the Tzir of Psuchas and Stumas, you want that it should be Kasha L'Kuli Alma, the Mechaber says that it's not possible. So the Mechaber says that you leave Vahim Shemaya what's called a stuma loy derama. You start in the middle of the line. You leave the space in the beginning of the line and you start in the middle of the line. And that's called a stuma ladas derama. And that's taka what the Mechaber says, that the first three parashas would be psuchus lekuli alma. Bein laram, bein larash. Uparasha achroine, he stuma ladas derama. But the Taz in Sifkatan Chavov, similar to Sifkatan Chavov, the Taz was, as the Mishnah Berurah puts it, Himtzi Eitza La'asayis Estuma She'yotza Alib D'Kuli Alma. The Taz has a Marid Ge'eitza how you could make a Stuma in Tefillin Alib D'Kuli Alma, even like the Ram, Silat the Ramam and Silat the Rosh. So the Taz brings a Raya from Mishoinim, from the Lashon Ramam, from the Lashon Rosh. The Taz brings a Raya that you can create a sheer parsha, the hefsik that you need to create a parsha. We'll see soon in more detail Be'ezer Hashem. But the sheer parsha is tes oisis. 9 oisis. That's the revach that you need to create a sheer parsha. So the Taz, that you can create this sheer parsha from a tziruf of 2 lines. And if you leave the end of one line open, and then you leave also in the beginning of the next line also open, and in each place you leave less than the Shir Parsha, it'll still be kosher, al Tashir Parsha, you'll still have a Shir Parsha, because between the two of them, you have a Shir Parsha, and Tziruf helps. This Tziruf of being Mitzaref, the space left over in the end of the line, and the space left over in the next line, in the beginning of the line, Zok the Taz, that the Tziruf helps, and Mamela, you have a full Shir Parsha between the two places. So the Moshel, by us, in Tefillin, if you leave over the end of Shema, you leave over less than Tes Oisius, you leave over 6-7 Oisius. So you don't have a Shir Parish over there. And then you leave over in the beginning of Ahoyim Shemaya, also 6-7 Oisius. So you don't have a full Shir Parish over there. But between the two of them, you have 12-13 Oisius, which is a Shir Parish, because Shir Parish is 9, so Yizich covered. You have 12-13 Oisius, 14... As long as it's less than a Shir Parsha in each place, less than 9 in each place, you're covered. That you don't have a Shir Parsha in either place, but you do have a Shir Parsha in the Tziruf of the two of them together. So the Taz, the Tziruf works. Fine. So now that the Tziruf works, let's look at Vahayim Shemaya and Dan, what Parsha is this? Is this a Psucha or is it a Stuma? So like the Rambam, you're not starting in the beginning of the line, because you left over 6-7 Isis in the beginning of the line of Vahayim Shemaya. So you're not starting in the beginning of the line. Once you're not starting in the beginning of the line, it's a stuma, because the Rambam's rule is, as long as you start not in the beginning of the line, it's a stuma. And we were masbir the siman ladavar is, because it's called a stuma, because it's a hefsik that's not an open hefsik, because it's a new inyan in Gantin. It's a hefsik that's sosum by the fact that you're starting in the middle of the line. It's a siman on a stuma, because it's not mamish a new inyan, it's a halba new inyan, like we were masbir before. But either way, the Rambam is clear that if you start in the middle of the line, it's a stuma. So over here also, if you have a sheer, you have a sheer hefsik parsha, because you have tziruf. So once you have tziruf, you have a sheer. So you have a sheer parsha. So there is a klara hefsik between Shema and Vayim Shemaya. And what is this parsha of Ahayim Shemaya, if you start in the middle of the lines, up the Rambam, it's a stuma. Now, like the Rosh, it'll come out like this. Since the Shir Parsha is built from a tziruf of the end of Shemaya and the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya, so you can't look at this Revach in any one place independently. The whole Revach is only built from the fact that you have half a Shir Parsha in the end of Shema and half a Shir Parsha in the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya, and you're being Mitzar of them. So once you're being Mitzar of them, it's a Stuma. Why should it be a Stuma more than a Psucha? Because the Hefsik is built on these two Hefsikim, so you have to look. You have to look at them together. Once you look at them together, it's like you wrote in the beginning of the line and you left the Hefsik in the middle and you wrote it and you started writing in the neck. You started writing on that same line. And the Shir Parsha is in the middle. Because the Hefsik Parsha is Sosum from the two sides. So over here also, since the whole Hefsik Parsha you only have because you have a Tziruf between the two, so the half that's at the end of Shema and half the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya, those two halves, you have to look at them together. Once you look at them together, the Ksav in the end of Shema and the Ksav in the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya are soysim that hefsik. And once they're soysim that hefsik, that's called a Parsha Stuma. So Zok Tataza Moyudig Eitza, you can have a Stuma, Alibi de Kuli Alma. Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Kuf Samach Dalit, similar way, Sivkot and Kuf Samach Dalit, he brings this Eitza. And he says that the Goyim holds like that, and the Prima Godim holds like that. Shigam hu noag lasas kein. L'maise, in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brura brings the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, L'chatchila yesh limnoya milasas ke'etzas hataz. And the reason is because the shaila is if tziruf helps, or if you don't hold of the svara of tziruf. So halacha lamaisa, most tefillin today are written like the taz is etza, and that's taka the minig, and we split the shir parsha between the end of Shema and the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya. So what is, someone might have heard that there's such a thing as Rambam tefillin. If Taz Tefillin and Rambam Tefillin. Taz Tefillin is the Tefillin that we just said. Rambam Tefillin means that you do like the Mechaber. You do like the Mechaber that you leave the full Shir Parsha in the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya. Why would you do that? You would do that because you'll be choshed that maybe the Tziruf doesn't work. Shulchan Aruch Rav is Taka Choshed. The same Rayas that the Taz brings from the Lashonis of the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Tshuva, goes through the Rayas, and he holds that the Diyukim and the Rambam are punkt vakert. Over here is not we don't have the time to go through all the Diyukim, but Lamaisa, they're arguing in the Diyukim of the Rambam and the Rosh how you have a Shir Parsha of a Stuma, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that a Hefsik would a Tziruf would not help, and if a Tziruf doesn't help, then you end up with nothing. So the Shaila is, the Machloik is between the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the Bir Halacha brings, that he writes, L'chatchili yesh l'mnoyim l'asas ketzis ha-Taz. The Shaila is, does Tziruf work? If Tziruf works, so then Fakert, you could have a Parsha Alibi D'Kuli Alma. If Tziruf doesn't work, so then what you have over here is half a Shir in one place, half a Shir in the other place, so you don't have a Shir at all. One of the Ikarayas of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that Tziruf doesn't work is Lachar a very shtark araya. He says that the Mechaber is trying to make that the Tefillin should be a Libud Kuli Alma. And the Mechaber himself points out that the first three parshas are Psuchas, a Libud Kuli Alma. But the Parsha Achroina you could only do Ladas Harama. It's mashma that the Mechaber didn't have this Eitzah. Mechaber didn't have an Eitzah. How to do Alibi D'Kuli Alma is mashma. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying it's mashma in the Mechaber alone that there's no such an Eitzah that you should be able to make Alibi D'Kuli Alma. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz Zichr doesn't hold like that, and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Prima Gadim, and the Goyin, and Mechayin Am Devar, that's the standard minig today is when someone gets tefillin, they have the parashis are made like the Taz, and they're less than Shir Parsha at the end of Shema, less than Shir Parsha at the beginning of Ahayim Shemaya, and they are Ksheiris, according to the Taz, Alibi D'Kuli Alma, side, it's a Psucha, side like the Rambam, and Tzadik the Rosh. There's still one more nekuda that we have to clarify in this Eitzah of the Taz. We said that the Shir Parsha is 9 Oisius. What are these 9 Oisius? What exactly is that size of the 9 Oisius? So in Hilchos Sefer Torah it says that L'chatchila the Shir is 9 Oisius Gedolus. That means in a Sefer Torah, when you want to make a hefsik between two parashias, you have to have 9 Oisius Gedolus. The Poskim say that it's three times Asher. That means Aleph Shin Resh times 3. Now, the Mechaber, the Halacha is, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that it's kosher even if you leave only 3 times Oisis Ketanis, which would be 3 times Yayin, or 3 times any Oisis that are Ketanis, meaning like a Yud, or a Vav, or a Zayin, or a Endonon, as opposed to wider Oisis, like an Aleph, a Shin, and a Resh. So the Halacha is, by Sefer Torah, that if you leave 9 Oisis Ketanis, it's also kosher for a Shir Parsha. So over here, by Tefillin, we said that like the Taz, we're going to create a Shir Parsha with a Tziruf between the end of Shema and the beginning of Ahoyim Shemaya. So the Poiskim, the Machtza Shekel and the Prima Godim, are the first to point out on the Taz's Eitzah that we have a problem, a shtickle problem with the Taz Zaitzin. Because the Shir Parsha L'chatchila is 9 Oisis Gedolus. And that's taka what we should leave in the end of Kaddish, and the end of V'hoi Kiviyachon, and the end of Shema. You leave a full Shir Parsha, 9 Oisis Gedolus. And in the Sefer Torah also, there's no reason to leave less in the Sefer Torah. If you leave 9, most times you look in the Sefer Torah, you see a hefsik, it's a nice big hefsik. It's the size of 9 Oisis Gedolus. Tes Oisis Gedolus. But Zok the Machzashekel asks it for a kash. Zok the Machzashekel, the Taz's Eitzah is to leave half a Shir Parsha in the end of Shema and half a Shir Parsha in the beginning of Ahoyim Shemaya. So let's start with the Shir L'chatchila. We want to leave half of the Shir of 9 Oisis Gedolus in the end of Shema and half of the Shir of 9 Oisis Gedolus in the beginning of Ahoyim Shemaya. So we have a problem because half of a shear of 9 Oisius Gedolus is more than 9 Oisius Ketanis. Let's say that 3 times 9 Oisius Gedolus is 20, 21 Oisius Ketanis. But half of that is more than half of that is more than 9 Oisius Ketanis. So how do you take the shear of 3 Oisius Gedolus, which is cut in half, is more than nine Oisius Ketanis? So what you're going to end up having is, let's say we take the shear of Asher, which is 20 Oisius, it's 3 Oisius Gedolus, it's 3 times 3 Oisius Gedolus, 9 Oisius Gedolus, but it's more than 20, let's say it's 20. It's 20 Oisius Ketanis. This could even be 19 Oisius Ketanis. So you take 19 Oisius Ketanis and you split it, or even 18. 18 Oisius Ketanis and you split it in half, so you have 9 in one place and 9 in the other place. What's the problem? We just said that B'dieved, 9 Oisius Ketanis is a Shir Parsha. So you have a Hefsik Parsha in the end of Shema, and a Hefsik Parsha in the beginning of Ahim Shemaya, or at least in one of those two places. What were we trying to accomplish? We wanted to make V'hayim Shemaya Stuma Light the Rosh. But we said that if you have an end of a line open or a beginning of a line open, means if you have a Shir Parsha of Tes Oisius, Sai in the end of the line, which would be the end of Shema, or Sai in the beginning of the line, which would be the beginning of V'hayim Shemaya, it makes it a Psucha. So the Eitzah was to try to make it a Stuma even like the Rosh. We didn't get anything. Because if you take the Shir Parsha and you make it in half, and the Shir Parsha is 20 Oisius Gedolus, and you cut it in half, so you have 10 here and 10 there. Sorry, it's 9 Oisius Gedolus, which is 20 Oisius Ketanis. So when you cut it in half, you'll have 10 here and 10 there. So 10 Oisius Ketanis in one place, but the Eved, you can make a Shir Parsha with Oisius Ketanis, so you have a Shir Parsha in either spot. even if you divide it unevenly, so you'll have more than 9 oisus tanis in one spot, and you'll have a shear parsha like the taz, like the rush in one spot with the shear of oisus tanis. So you write it back to a psucha. So what did we gain anything in the taz's eitzah to make it a stuma even like the rush? You can't do it. It's impossible. So you'll tell me that you'll do it with oisus tanis. So the emes is, that's also a shtickle b'diavad. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take that b'diavad. It's better to have that b'diavad of using the sheer parsha of oisis ktanis. Means in the tziruf, we're going to have, the tziruf is going to be made up of 9 oisis ktanis. Even though you're using the b'diavad of the sheer parsha, it's better to use the b'diavad of the sheer parsha and gain the shit sarosh. That means even in the Rambam means l'kuli alma, this is shir parasha is b'diavad, but it's kosher shir parasha. So you're using the b'diavad of shir parasha of 9 oisis ketanis as opposed to 9 oisis gedolis, and you'll gain that you'll have that the tefillin will be a stuma even according to the rush. So that's the taz's eitzah comes with another tenai that you have to, besides for splitting the shir parasha between the two sides, you have to make that there should be oisis ketanis, and if you split the shir parasha in oisis ketanis between the two sides, then you'll have the parasha will be a stuma, aliba de kuli alma, and you'll have the taz's eitzah. Hagam, you're using the sheer parasha b'diavad of tes oisis ketanis. Now in Igris Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelak Aleph Siman Yud Beis, he writes that lulei divrei the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't want to be chaylik lamaisa on the Mishnah Berurah, but he says in Svara, he would say that it's that you can make the shir parasha with oisis gedolis. You have in one place 9 oisis ketanis. If you're dividing the shir of the oisis gedolis into two, so it's impossible to have less than 9 oisis ketanis in both spots. So you zicha have more than 9 oisis ketanis in one spot. So you have a shir parasha in one spot. So what did we gain like the rush? It's vayter a psucha like the rush. So, Dr. Moshe, that the sheer parsha b'di'evet of 9 oisis is only in a Sefer Torah that you could make a sheer parsha b'di'evet of 9 oisis. That's only that you can rely on it if you want to have a sheer parsha. Meaning that if a sofer needs the room, let's say he's writing Sefer Torah, and he needs to make a shir parasha with, and he doesn't have enough room for 9 oisis gedolos, so then he can use 9 oisis ketanis. But these 9 oisis ketanis could never make a problem that now you have a shir parasha of 9 oisis ketanis where you didn't want a shir parasha. L'moshel, if you are writing a Sefer Torah, and in the whole Sefer Torah, every time you have a shir parasha, it's 9 oisis gedolos. And in one place, in the middle of a parsha, where there's not even supposed to be a parsha there, there's a hefsik of 9 oisis ketanis. So, Dr. Moshe, that misvara, that should be kosher. Because the sofer over here was not trying to make a sheer parsha. His sheer parsha that he's using in the whole Sefer Torah is the sheer parsha of l'chatchila of 9 oisis gedolos. Here's a hefsik, so it's a hefsik, there's space. But you can't call that hefsik a hefsik that would make a problem. It means it's only l'kula and it's not l'chumra. The sheer parsha of oisis ketanis is, if you need a sheer parsha where you're supposed to have a sheer parsha, and you see that the sofer wanted to make a hefsik over here, just he didn't have room for the hefsik of a sheer parsha shlema, so he used the sheer parsha of 9 oisis ketanis, then you could see that it's a sheer parsha shlema. Maybe you would need that the sofer did it in more than one place to show that this is the way he's doing a sheer hefsik parsha. But zicher, misvar is Dr. Moshe, if you have that the whole Sefer Torah is the sheer parsha, is in oisis gedolos, and one spot, you have a hefsik parsha in middle where you're not supposed to have a hefsik parsha, which passes. If you have a sheer parsha, b'mokum shein tzarech parsha, it passes. So if you have this sheer parsha in middle, and you see that it's not the same way that the Sefer always made his hefsik, so then Dr. Moshe should be kosher. And the same thing over here. The sheer parsha that you're using, in Shema, in Kaddish, and V'hoi Kviyacha, you made a sheer parsha shlema of 9 oisis gedolos. And over here, you want to make a sheer parsha of nine oises gedolos spread out between the two spots. So why do you see that the sofer is trying to make a sheer of nine oises gedolos? And that's the tak of the shear of lechatchila. Ah, in one spot you have nine oises ketanas, so it should make you a problem that you have a sheer parsha. So Rav Moshe, that's only something that you could rely on the kula if you want to make a sheer parsha. But lechumra, that when you're making a sheer of nine oises gedolos, that this spot should make you a problem of a hefsik parsha where you didn't want one, because you don't want a sheer parsha in either spot. You only want to use the tzirif of the two of them. So it should not make you a problem. And one of his rayas is from the stimus divrei Taz. The Taz was the kasha is the teretz. The Taz was trying to give an etz that it should be a parsha libud kuli alma, and he didn't tell you to make it a oisis ketana as vice dois, that the Taz meant to make it with oisis gedolos. You have a sheer parsha in one spot. The teretz is that doesn't shter. That whole din of making a little b'di'evah that you could be soymich on tes oisis ketanas to make a sheer parsha, it's only l'kula if you want to rely on it to make a sheer parsha, but it's not l'chumra. It won't shter you if you're trying to make a sheer parsha of oisis gedolos. It won't shter you, and you can make a sheer parsha of oisis gedolos, and it doesn't shter that there's nine oisis ketanas, that there's nine oisis ketanas in one spot. Halacha l'maisa, the Velt is noig like the Taz, like the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, and the Kesas HaSofer says it, and the Prima Godim, that you should do like the Taz and split the Hefsik Parsha in the Shir of Oisis Ketanas. In the Gemara's Raya that we mentioned before, Sefer Torah Shebalu, Tefillin Shebalu, Ein Oisim HaMezuzah, L'fisha Eim HaRidin, M'Ketusha Chamura, L'Ketusha Ka, L'Homi Ridin Oisim. So the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from there, that in the Tefillin and the Sefer Torah, Parshas V'Hayim Shemayah is a Stuma. The Gemara wanted to bring a raya from there that in a mezuzah also Vahayim Shemaya must be a stuma, because otherwise how could the Gemara say that the only reason why you're not married from a Sefer Torah and a Tefillin to a mezuzah is Fisha ain't married Miktusha Chamura Miktusha Kala? Anyways, you can't use Tefillin or a Sefer Torah for a mezuzah, because by Tefillin and Sefer Torah it's a stuma, and by a mezuzah it's a psucha, like we spoke about before. So the Gemara's dichui is Dilma Lahashlam. So Rashi's Lashon and Dilma Lahashlam is a little bit hard to understand. Tosfos learned in Rashi's Lashon that Rashi was saying that you take a piece of the mezuzah, a piece of the tefillin, and you cut it, and you sew it onto the mezuzah. And that would be the issue. So you don't have an issue of psuchos and stumas, because you're not dealing with a whole tefillin, which is a stuma, and putting it into a mezuzah, which at this point in the Gemara is a psucha. You're taking a piece of the mezuzah. If you're missing a line, let's say you're missing the last three lines, so you're not dealing with the whole parasha, you're not dealing with the setup of the parashas. Anyways, could be that tefillin is taka, tefillin and sefer Torah is taka stuma, and mezuzah taka psucha. And still the only reason why you can't take from a sefer Torah and tefillin and use it for a mezuzah is because of emarid miktusha chamur l'ktusha kal. Tosfos says another pshat in the Gemara. What does it mean lahashlem? In the parsha Shema b'soif amud, v'hoisif parshas v'hayim shemaya begilyon shalamat. You have parsha Shema written in the Sefer Torah, and it came out in the end of the amud, and you add on it parshas v'hayim shemaya. So you're not mugbal to the parshias, the tzir of the parshias psuchos astumas, that is, it is in the Torah, because you're really writing your own. You're just using half. You're using Parsha Shema from the Torah, and you're adding on the bottom of the Gilyon of the Torah, you'll add on Vahayim Shemaya, and there you'll have what you made a Sefer Torah into a mezuzah. So K'taisis no Chatzir. Oy, Parsha Vahayim Shemaya betchilis omer Vahayisiv Shema begilyon shalamayla. Vaita, you're not meshubed to the Parsha's Psuchos Astumas of the Sefer Torah, because only half was written, and you're adding it on, so you'll add it on, and you'll make the Tzir work out the way that you need it. So, and what's Tosfos's case? That Vahayim Shemaya is written on the top of the Amud, and you add on into what was the Gilyon, the empty space on top of Vahayim Shemaya, you add on Shema, you write in Shema, and there you have your mezuzah that you made out of a Sefer Torah. The kasha is that everybody knows that tefillin and mezuzahs need kesedron. So how do you have Vahayim Shemaya on an Amud in the Sefer Torah? And you're going to add on to it Shema. It's like Kisidron. So the Makar of the din of Kisidron is not a Gemara. It doesn't say in the Gemara that tefillin and mezuzah need kisidur. It's a mechilta. In Tzoyf Parshas Boy, by the Parshas of Kaddish and Vahoy Kiviyacha, the mechilta says, Ba'arba mekoymus mazkirin parshas tefillin. Kaddish li, Vahoy Kiviyacha, Shema, Vahoy Mishmai. Four times in the Torah, tefillin is mentioned. Mikan omru mitzvahs arba parshas shel yad heim krach echot. From here you see that the four parshas of the yad have to be in one klaf. Parshas shel rosh heim dalet toitofes. Mashengi the parshas shel rosh is four. Ve'elu heim kadosh v'hoye kiviyach ha'shma v'hoyim shemaya. Koisvon kisidron. You have to write them kisidron. Ve'im loy koisvon kisidron yignois. But if you don't write them kisidron, it's puzzle. And you have to be going as it. So the Mechilta says klor that you need Kisidron by tefillin and mezuzahs, and that's taka how we pask, and everybody knows that tefillin and mezuzahs needs to be written kisidron. And l'choyer Taisus over here is saying that you don't need kisidron because it's possible to have a parsha of v'hoya im shemaya written on the sefer Torah, and you're going to add to it parsha shema. L'choyer it's shaloi kisidron. The mechaber in Hilchas Mezuzah Simen Reish Peches Halacha Gimel, Mechaber says Kosva Shaloi Al HaSeder Afilu Shochach Milichtov Ois Achas Psula Ve'en LeTakona. If you miss one word, which would necessitate writing Shaloi Kisidron, because if you want to stick in the word, then what you're writing now in is Shaloi Kisidron. So Mechaber says Shochach Kosva Shaloi Al HaSeder Afilu Shochach Milichtov Ois Achas. You forgot one letter, so in order to put that letter in, it would be written shleikas sidron. Zok the mechaber psula ve'in latakona ve'in tzorich loymar im hikdim parsha laparsha. Ain't tzorich loymar. It's a kol shchein if you were marked in parsha laparsha. So zok the mechaber that there's two dinim kisidron. There's a din kisidron in the parshas itself that every word in the parsha has to be written in order, and then there's a din kisidron in the two parshas, that the parsha Shema has to be written before parshas Behoyim Shemaya. So Zok the Taz, Taimali, the Ipchum Estabra, the Yoyser Yesh Psol, because of Shaloi Keseder, Bahahi Parsha Gufo, mi behiktim Parsha the Parsha. Zok the Taz, why does the Mechaber say that if the letters in the parsha are Shaloi Kesedrin, it's possible? And kol shchein, if the parshias are out of order, that it's possible. The svara is punkt vakert, because we know the Taz brings from Hilchas Kriyishma that the Mechaber says in Siman Samach Dalid, Sif Aleph, Korel Mafrei Leyotze, B'medvar Amurim B'Seder HaParshias, Aval Im Hiktim Parsha Lechaverto, Aval Pi She'en Rishoy Yotze, Lefi She'en Ismuchel HaBatayra. Talk to the Mechaber that in one parsha itself, when you say Krishma, you have to say every word in order. And if you say a word out of order, you're not yoytze. But if you say the parsha is out of order, then you are yoytze. Why? Because it's enes muchol abatoyre. Means the seder can't be so ma'akiv one to the other, because they're anyways not next to each other in the Torah. So the din of kisidron, the din of the order, the kisidron that you need for lafuke korel mafreya, the din of pasaling if you say kriyashma in the wrong order would only apply to the words themselves and not to the two parashis. So zok the taz is matmiya on the mechaber, that the mechaber says that it's a kol shchein if you hold that you need kisidron in writing a mezuzah. If you hold that you need kisidron in the letters, then it's a kol shchein that you need kisidron in the parashis themselves. Zok the Taz, we see from Hilchas Kriyishma not like that. And because in Hilchas Kriyishma you see that it's more of a svara that you need the words in order than you need the two parashis in order. And what's the reason? Because it's enes muchel abatayra. So over here also, Shema and Vahoyim Shema, it's the same Shema and Vahoyim Shema, hence the same enes muchel abatayra. So even if you want to say that you need kisidron in both places, but don't tell me that it's a kol shchein you need in the letters, and kol shchein in the two parashas themselves. Fakert. We see that there's more of a svara in one parasha to need kisidron in the letters than it is to need kisidron in the parasha itself. Zok the Taz, And it's Taisvis. You see that in Taisvis himself. Zoglitaz. You see that in our Taisvis. Because our Taisvis is saying that in the Parshias themselves, you don't need Kesedim. And Zoglitaz, it's not Mistaba that Taisvis is going to be Chaylik on the Mechilti. You can't be Chaylik on the Mechilti. Mechilti says that you need Kesedim. So where would you find the Makar not to need Kesedron? So Zok the Taz of other Taisis holds you need Kesedron, but Taisis holds that the whole Kesedron only applies to the Oisis in the Parsha itself, just like we see by Kriyishma Hakor the Mafreya, Mashenkin Ben Parsha the Parsha. Since it's Enes Mucha Batayra, you don't need Kesedron in the two Parshas themselves, and that's how Taisis would be Miyashiv the Mechilta. It's not a Kasha on the Mechilta. It's not a kasha on Taisus from the Mechilta. You're writing Shalei Kesedron, because the whole din of writing Kesedron is only in the parsha itself, but not between the two parshas, doim to Kriyishma. The Taz says that he has a raya from the Rama, because the Rama in Perek Aleph writes the din of Oisius Shalei Kesedron, and later in Perek Hay, the Rambam has to speak out the din of the Parshias Shalei Kesedron. So, if it would be like the Mechaber, that the din of Parshias Shalei Kesedron is a Kol Shchein, so once the Rambam already said that you need in one Parsha Kesedron, why would the Rambam have to say later that you need in the second Parsha, why would the Rambam have to say later that even in the Parshias there's a din of Kesedron? If you said that there's a din of Kesedron in the Oisius, Kol Shchein is a din of Kesedron in the Parshias, like the way the Mechaber is saying over here in Simon Reish Peches. So the Taz, there is not a Kol Shchein. The Kol Shchein goes the other way. The din of Kesedron in the Oisius is more posh. That's the Mechilta, and that Toisus holds that you only need that. So if I tell you that you need Kesedron in the Oisius, I don't know yet that you need Kesedron also in the Parshis. It's very shaykh to hold that you need Kesedron only in the Oisius, and you don't need Kesedron in the Parshis, and that's taka what our Taisus holds. The Shach over there in Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach, it's actually the Shach is in the beginning of Semen Resh Peches, not that Taz is on Sif Gimel. Nekudas HaKesef is there off in Plas, on that Taz. The Taz is asking Kasha on the Mechaber how could he say it's a Kol Shchein? You see from Taisus and from the Rambam that it's not a Kol Shchein. So the Nekudas HaKesef, that it's not Shver. All three Tainas of the Taz, he's Miyashav. The first Taina was that the Taz brought a raya from Hilchas Kriyishma. Now you see in Hilchas Kriyishma, it's more important to say every word in order than it is to say the two parashas in order, because it's Enes Mucha Batayra, and the Svar of Enes Mucha Batayra should apply over here to Tefillin also. Zok the Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef, that writing is different than saying. The Svar of Enes Mucha Batayra, remember, it's not the same Svar of Enes Mucha Batayra that we had before, earlier in this year, about the Parsha of Psucho Estuma. The Enes Mucha Batayra is a halacha in Hilchas Kriyishma. Because it's Enes Mucha Batayra, if you read it, it's not like you're reading Parshis out of order. But Le'inyan Ksiva, you have to write the Parshis as they are written in the Torah. And since in the Torah, Shema comes before Vahayim Shemaya, so writing is different, and you can't apply the svar of Enes Mucha Batayra that you have by Hilchas Kriyishma to writing. So the raya from Hilchas Kriyishma, the Shach is Matchik, that Enes Mucha Batayra is different in saying Kriyishma and in writing the Mezuzah. In the raya from Tosfos, that he says that you see that Tosfos held that there's no din kesedron in the writing of the parashis, even though Avada Tosfos maskan that there is a din kesedron in the writing of each in each parasha alone in the writing of the Oisius. You see the Taz holds that there's no din kesedron in the parashis themselves, in the seder of the parashis, because Taz says that you could have Vahayim Shemaya written, and you could add on to it Shema. So the Shach, that's also not a raya. Because you could, two terutzim. First terutz is that Taz wasn't getting into kesedron. Taz didn't really mean the second terutz. It was, he was just giving you a tzir of lahashlim. And really the ikar is the first teretz. The Shema was written on the klaf and you're adding on to it Vahim Shemaya. That's really all you need to be miyashav the Gemara. Tosfos was just saying both kists. A little bit of a doichik, but the Shach says that you could say like that. Or the whole Gemara, the Hashlim, was only in the tzad that a mezuzah needs to be a psucha. We pass a mezuzah needs to be a stuma. See, Cheshbon the Gemara in the Tzadim Mezuzah needs to be a Psucha. So you have to say a Teretz of Lahashlim. And the Teretz of Lahashlim, if you want to say that it has to go both ways, because the Gemara was Soisim, so maybe it has to go both ways. So in the Teretz of Lahashlim, if you want to say the Gemara goes both ways, has to go both ways, that you had Shema and you're writing Bahim Shema, or you had Bahim Shema and you're writing Shema, so in that Teretz you'll have to say that our Gemara is Chaylik on the Mechilta. Our Gemara is a Raya that you don't need Kisidra, and it's Taka Chaylik on the Mechilta. But once you say that, like Halacha Lemaisa, Mezuzah is a Stuma, so then you're not being madchik the Gemara's Raya. You don't have to come on to the whole Teretz of the Gemara of Lahashlim. And you could leave the Gemara's Raya as is. So if you don't have to say the Gemara's Teretz of Lahashlim, so then you could say that Toysis will say that we'll go back to the Din of the Mechilta. It was only Muchach that our Gemara was arguing on the Din of the Mechilta when you want to say that a Mezuzah is a Psucha and you want to be madchik the Raya that it's a Stuma. You want to say that it's a Psucha. So you have to say the Teretz of Lahashlim, and that's Takam. Moichiach that our sugi is chaylik, but like the maskan of the Gemara that a mezuzah is a stuma, so then you don't need to come onto the teretz of Lahashlim, and Tosis could hold of the mechilta that you need kisidron. And in the raya that the Taz brought from the Rambam, that once he spoke out in Perek Aleph that in the oisis themselves you need kisidron, so you see that it's not a kol shchein from there that the parashi is one parashi to another needs kisidron, because if so, then the Rambam wouldn't have to speak out later in Perek Hey that the parashiyos also need kisidron. That's also not a raya, because it's the derech of the Rambam to speak out the halacha, even if you can make a kol shchein from Perek Aleph to Perek Hey, it's the derech of the Rambam to speak out the full halacha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechilta on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.